Hello everyone, Courtney here. Are companies not getting back to you? Today is our fourth Quick Bite of the podcast. Quick Bites are 5-minute episodes about a particular topic and action that should take 5 minutes or less to complete. The goal of these episodes is to make important actions small and achievable. This is to help my listeners get used to taking action fast that will eventually help in the creation of tiny habits and 1% incremental movement. When it comes to most frustrations I hear from my students about the product licensing industry, they boil down to one thing, said in many different ways. It can be nipped pretty quickly by taking action, and it really is that simple. Welcome to episode number 45. Let's get into it.
We're inventing passion and hard work. Intersect. Welcome to the Serial Inventing Podcast, bite-sized, perspective-altering episodes on serial inventing and beyond. From motivating key tips on product licensing to obstacle-busting conversations on transitioning to a full-time serial product developer, buckle your seatbelt because you're in for a ride. Warning, this podcast may motivate you to make wild decisions that will propel you forward in your inventing career and hijack more of your time for your passion. If you aren't ready to make it happen, then this podcast isn't for you.
Here is most commonly what I hear, with a lot of emotional frustration behind it. The company isn't responding back to me, and I've never gotten a reply. The company was responding and now isn't. I'm waiting for a bunch of companies to reply back to me and will give them more time to reply. I never heard back from them, so I cross them off. I never heard back from them, so they must not be interested in the product, so I cross them off. I never heard back, so I assume they are spending a lot of time looking at it with the team, so I will wait. All of these frustrations can be solved with a simple perspective change, and I would say that almost all licensing deals happen when you solve your frustrations with this perspective. And what is this perspective shift? Get ready to take note or pause this episode now, because I would recommend you write down this sentence. The onus is on you when a company doesn't reply back to you. Let me explain. When pitching, if you are being ghosted, the onus is on you, not them. Yes, they are not responding, but a lack of movement is because of you. You have so many companies you can be pitching to and other ways to attempt to get into each company. In fact, there are 8 different communication methods you can use to get in that I talk to my students about. Here's a good way to put it. To make it stick, you stop following up, you stop your chances of a deal. Following up once a week with a short message is how you keep the momentum going. Keep up the follow-ups with the people you are being ghosted by, but don't let it overshadow your movement with all of your other companies. If you are frustrated with being ghosted, don't wait. Find another way in or pitch to other companies. I understand that our rational brain kicks in and makes you not want to do follow-ups for several reasons, such as not wanting to bug the person or assuming they just aren't interested. I even made a comic about this very scenario. It's called Lost in Digital Space, and it's number 3 in my Adventures in Licensing comic series on my website. The link is in the show notes. So let's get back to these excuses one more time. Number 1, the company isn't responding back to me and I've never gotten a reply. If you've never gotten a reply, get active. Maybe it went to their spam. How many times have you followed up? Do at least 3 follow-ups with them, as well as finding other ways to get into the company. If you have followed up, ask if they have received the email. 2. The company was responding and now isn't. Follow up. Ask if they are still at the company if you reach many follow-ups. 3. I am waiting for a bunch of companies to reply back to me and will give them some more time to reply. How much time will you be giving them? unless they specifically say a time frame to follow up, or if they are checking in with something, then maybe wait 2 weeks. But if not, follow up with them after a week, and you can even ask them when would be a good time to follow up if you feel yourself trying to give them more time than a week. 4. I never heard back from them, so I crossed them off. You should never cross off a company if you still think they are a good fit and they haven't gotten back to you. Find another way in. 5 and 6. I never heard back from them, so they must not be interested in the product, so I cross them off. Or they are spending a lot of time looking at it with the team, so I am waiting. Never assume. Ask. Good chance they haven't even taken a look at your sell sheet. Ask them after a week for their thoughts on it and if they have any questions to re-engage them and bring your email back to the top for them. I challenge you, the day you listen to this podcast, to look back at 3 companies that you were ghosted by, no matter how much time has gone by, and do a short follow-up email with them. If they reply back, message me on LinkedIn and we will celebrate together. Thanks for tuning in and taking a few bites with me today. And remember, serial inventors don't make excuses. They make it happen. See you soon!